This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site. Boxing Box, learn the fight on instinct. And Hakai Kimonos, trust, tradition, and inspiration. MMA Nuts episode 51.
Is this an MMA Nuts show?
Yes.
Okay.
But, well, my name is Ingo Weigold.
And I'm Matt Griffith.
And this is totally fucking random, so.
This is just fucking.
You asked for it.
Whatever. I'm just.
It's still the show by MMA fans for MMA fans, but this show, we're only doing ridiculous.
I don't even know if I'm going to talk about MMA. We'll see.
Well.
I probably will.
Well, it'll come up at some point.
It will.
So
Keith Jardine will probably make an appearance.
You're probably wondering about this.
What?
What happened?
What, the big elephant in the room?
Big elephant in the room?
The jug of elephant piss that you're drinking
I have out a 40 taped in my hand. Normally, you're supposed to have two. But I need one hand to type and stuff and, you know, that too. So I have taped a 40-ounce to my... Well, you taped the... For me.
Well, yeah.
Quite
tight. I taped it tight, good.
I might add.
He says, tape it like a fighter, man.
He
says, fine, as you're getting it. He says, stop.
I can't feel my fingers.
You.
Damn it.
I'm taping.
So, I'm going to drink this, and you're going to drink your... What are you drinking?
I got some fucking Captain Morgan private stock.
Nice.
And a little whatever Pepsi, Diet Pepsi.
Okay.
It's all good.
So, should we toast? Cheers. Yeah. Episode 51. To you all, have a drink. Let's drink a little. Should we slide? Let me chug. Chug. Not bad. So, before we get into, people have tons of questions.
Yeah.
Let me just
what
say something. We
something.
Did an experience a couple weeks ago. Experiment.
Whoa, what's going on? I don't know. Hey. Easy.
We asked people to email us in from all across the world, wherever they may be watching
yeah.
the show from. And
that was pretty
the
awesome.
Response was overwhelming. I just collected some of the ones that I got here. Let me just say.
Yeah.
We span the globe, okay? We've got Sean.
Are we like the Harlem Globetrotters?
Something.
But different?
But different. Sean from South Korea and Thailand. Noah yeah. from St. Paul, Minnesota. Excuse me. Coleman Will from Ireland. Marvin from Guatemala. Apparently, they got fucking internet everywhere
Starvin
now.
Starvin Marvin.
Andre from Germany.
Nice.
Keith from Scotland. Gerard, which is a cool ass name, from Ottawa, Canada. Brian from Maine, USA, in the little town of Mapleton. Jose from L.A. Not the stereotype, but of course
you're
Jose is going to be from fucking L.A.
You're out of control already. like half a 40 is fucking...
Slyby from Orleans, France, which is a cool name too. Speaking of which, I had
what?
New Orleans makes a lot more sense now that I knew about Orleans, France. I didn't know there was an Orleans.
Oh, speaking of that, I forgot to tell you, my buddy. Oh, I'm going to cut you a little bit here, but
I have more.
You
okay.
can jump back in because speaking of New Orleans, he just went out for fucking Mardi Gras and he came back the other day and he showed me his picture.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there was some fucking porn star out there. And
yeah, showing the boobies.
No, like handing out T-shirts.
Okay.
And like randomly picks them out of a crowd of like 1,000 people and gives them a T-shirt. And it's this picture of this bitch fucking buck-ass naked. I think she's, like, dildoing her pussy, and she's smoking a cigarette. And it's a picture of her on the shirt in that pose. And she gives it to him, has him put it on, and then she, like, signs it, like, you know, blah, 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 whatever. But and I thought that was interesting. I wanted to take a picture, and this is where it goes back to the iPhone.
You can't take pictures with the iPhone?
No, I can, but I want to make another album because, like, I have my kids on, like,
oh, you can't make
one album.
No, you can't. It's one album.
I need another album for, like, MMA and Ring Card Girls
it's
and
just one,
stuff.
It's just storage.
That's a problem.
Sucks.
That's a problem.
Well, you know, kids.
So that's why I didn't get to take that picture and show you. Or you.
Or you. Sorry.
Maybe we'll get it.
Maybe you'll get it, and then by the time I edit the show,
yeah,
I'll put it on for the fans.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you can, but you can blur the fucking shit out. Just take my word for it. It was
all right.
Pretty cool.
Back to the fans. We got Lewis from, and Jake from the UK. Oscar from Iceland.
Mm.
Fucking A, Iceland. Awesome. Ryan from Guelph, Ontario, Canada. I don't know how to say this. G-U-E-L-P-H. Sorry.
I don't know.
Guelph. Alex from ATL, Georgia. Atlanta.
and Yasser from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Riyadh City. Apparently, we're fucking big over there.
Yeah?
I don't know. You're
fucking big.
We are fucking big. I check, you know, I check our podcast stats, and this is serious. Like, we are really global. It's crazy.
What happened to Germany?
I mentioned Germany.
What happened to Ireland?
I mentioned Ireland.
I miss those. Woo!
I did mention this. So
I think you tried to fuck with me already.
No, dude, I mentioned it. Anyways, so this is the totally random show, which we ask people to email us or contact us somehow and ask us lots of questions.
Oh, I got so bright in there. I got to duck down.
Right. You take over for a minute. I got to drink.
Yeah, you drink. So people asking all sorts of questions and random type shit.
God, cold. I'm dying over here.
I'm just waiting. We gotta count the minutes till Ingo fucking says cut this shit
I'm
off.
I'm trying to drink it because it's
and then I'm gonna just hand him a knife and see if he can get out of that. He'd probably cut me in the process, but
no, just might be I'll undo it.
I'll give you the rubber knife and we'll see if you can have at it with
it's all
that.
Good, man. Don't worry.
So one of the questions asked, and I'll throw it out there, was how did you guys meet and what made you guys want to do this show?
Okay.
So how did we meet?
I don't know. I think it's our wives.
Yes.
My wife knew your wife.
No. Just kidding.
Not like that. Neither one watches the show, so we can say whatever we want.
Yeah, pretty much.
And somehow she's like, oh, you should meet this dude. He's like something like he loves to play video games and hang out. And we started hanging out. I came to your house for the first ever UFC experience since like way in the beginning
Was it the night? I remember playing like video games on like the machine, and it was the night you guys were over.
Yeah.
Was that the first night you came over?
Yeah. We gamed, and then we got into Rock Band when it was first starting out. Yeah, Rock Band 1. And I'm kind of a nerd. A little less of a nerd since I got into MMA hardcore, but still a nerd at heart. And really, like, you know, the first UFC I saw in like 10 years was at your house here when you had people over. Mm. And it was weird. It's almost like that planted the seed, and 6 months later, a time bomb went off. It was
Think you were asking me, like, did you ask me if it was, like, wrestling or something at first? Like, is this shit real?
Yeah.
Are there rules?
Are they going to kill each other in this
it's
thing?
It's real. There's
What's
rules.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Because I remember it from way back in the beginning when my roommates in college used to watch it on the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And I caught a couple, and I was like, well, this is kind of too brutal for me. It was, like, not my thing. And that's how we met. Was there a second part to the story? I don't know.
Oh, it just the other question was, what made you want to do this?
The show?
And really, it was Ingo's idea.
Not really. I mean, sort of. I planted the seed, and I think you were originally
He planted it, all right. Bent me right over.
You were against it because you didn't. I think we didn't have, like, the whole idea worked out.
Yeah.
Sort of. You weren't sure if you wanted to do it, and we're like, fuck it, let's do a podcast. You know, why not? Everyone else is doing a podcast. How bad can it be? And it can be very bad because if you go back to the
first ones?
Oh, my God. It's horrible. We are sitting over there, actually. Should I get video of over there?
On a bar stool.
Is it safe since we're drinking?
Yeah, you're fine. I'm good.
Get some video over there. So we were sitting on bar stools. Let me get my camera.
Yeah, because there's some cool shit over there.
So we were sitting over there. Okay?
But we didn't have all that.
And what happened was is we were on bar stools sitting there talking. This glary ass No Fear banner, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Basically. And,
I put it back up anyway.
You did put it back up.
It was something.
It's a good banner, man. And yeah, I mean, it was awkward. If you go back and watch episode 1, you'd be like, whoa, dude.
That's... Well, I don't think we were really drinking at that point either. And you also got to sit in front of a camera and you're thinking about that. Now it's like, yeah, there's a fucking camera there. I don't give a shit
Speaking
anymore.
Of the camera, let's give him a shot of that. See the camera? This is the camera.
Matt, way too much behind the scenes it's footage. Okay.
The
I don't know how
will
I feel
lifted.
About that.
Matt's weights and all that shit. And, you know,
it's in the middle of a half
boxing
cage.
Boxing equipment. Here's my shit. Look, Keith Jardine's over here. Yep. We like the Blackhawks. I say boo to that because I'm a Red Wings fan.
Cocksucker.
But anyways, here's our mixing board and our wireless shit. It's all there, you know. It's not as glamorous as it looks. But basically, yeah, it was weird, you know. I kind of felt like it was fun because it was something I never did before.
Uh-huh.
And the camera was daunting. And now
I
see the camera, I don't even know it's there.
I know it's there, but I got to
doesn't bother
me. I got to look at it. It's just another person now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly. So That's how this whole
And then I went. Think also the Lazy Boys is what took it to the next level, because it's a fuckload more comfortable. It's all good. It's a fuckload more comfortable sitting in a Lazy Boy than it is sitting in a goddamn bar stool, uncomfortable, yeah. off your
We're
ass.
Very stiff, yeah, yeah.
And you got the laptop sitting on some makeshift table in between us.
Mm-hmm. So. And I think we also didn't have, like, an identity for the show, like, how we wanted to get it,
no,
it
just across, kinda...
and we were still working it out. And I think the first even 15 or 20 episodes were kind of all over the place.
Yeah, like, remember, we used to have, like, this little board in between, and we'd, like, be scrapping to, like, print out a little
thing yeah.
and put it in. Like, yep. yeah, we got this poster. Sweet.
Exactly.
We're making it. I got fucking bed sheets hanging up behind us, and, like, wow, the lighting sucks. We should probably get some better lights, and, these microphones. We got to keep upgrading.
I think the lighting was a huge upgrade, and then once we got the wireless mics, it was even...
Yeah, because remember all the glares we used to have bouncing off of fucking everything in the walls? And
yep.
We've come a long way in, a little over a year?
Yes, a little over a year. So
making it happen.
We are. And, of course, there's more questions. Should we just keep going?
All right. Whatever. We're gonna go back and forth.
All right. Let's see.
Sure, I'll turn it out.
Well, what are your favorite things to do that aren't MMA related? Is a
beat off.
Blake asks this. Beat off. I mean,
senseless.
That's obvious. Who doesn't like to do that?
Besides that, exercising is definitely one. It's always tough to choose your hobbies when you have kids and you're trying to. You know, you're working a full-time job during the day, and then you're trying to do this fun stuff at night, and then trying to make the fun stuff be the daytime stuff.
Yeah, that is our ultimate goal, right?
Yeah.
We want to do this full-time, and unfortunately, as is in the major promotion in the sport, the guys at the top make all the money, and the guys at the bottom don't make shit. So we're still at that bottom stage. Hopefully, at some point, we get...
We're just going to keep pushing through it.
Keep pushing, and, of course, the fans is what makes it all
possible.
That's
what's important. As long as people are entertained, just keep fucking
If it's a hobby for 10 years, who cares? You know, if it turns into a career, that would be awesome.
Yes.
But, you know...
And what else do we like to do? Personally, I was thinking about this. Like, what else do I love? I like to build shit.
Do you?
Yeah. I look at every fucking room in my house. I've built something in it. Like, right here, this fucking stand was actually a real nice TV stand, but I painted it black. It was something I made for my mom back in high school.
Hey, James Brown.
Yeah. you go into the other room, there's that four-player full arcade game that I built from scratch. And that's the other thing. I'm building everything from scratch.
I gotta get some videos.
Yeah, we'll take some pictures, but... pretty much like two loft beds for my daughters, a huge entertainment center stand that I elevated off the ground. But that's one of the things I like to do. I like to build shit from scratch. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Design it out, lay it down.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I'm in the same boat. I haven't done it in a long time. I used to be like a big into custom computer building. You know, I had like the water cooling machine.
Oh no, you got all crazy.
High, you know, trying to overclock and play games, and that was like
my cock or something.
That was my thing for a long time, and then it's weird. Like, I've always liked to exercise, and it kind of when the MMA thing took over, and then I had a son, and things just kind of got out of control, and everything's taken over. And I mean, in my free time when it's not MMA related, I really enjoy spending time with my family, especially. My wife and my son, you know, my son grows, if you have kids, you know, they grow up so damn fast. Mm-hmm. It's like, I want to spend as much time as possible. And, you know, I play the guitar, although I don't play as much as I used to. And I do like to play video games.
Video games. I think that's a big thing that's missing from the diet right now. But, and I think that's the one thing that I enjoyed building too, was that arcade game. Because now you have your kids growing up and fuck, they don't know what it was like to not play video games. Like when we were growing up, you had fucking Pong. You're playing a goddamn black and white, you know, paddle to paddle thing, and you're saving up all your quarters to go to a goddamn arcade and play fucking Pac-Man and Centipede and all these like shitty games, but they still are kind of cool. Now you get to show them, or at least I show them, like, hey, check these games out. If I didn't build this thing, they're never gonna see that shit.
Right. So. And your arcade game is pretty damn cool. It's I've never seen anything like it, like, in person until I came and saw yours. So, I've seen them on the internet.
Yeah, that's where I saw it. And I was like, fuck it, I gotta do this. Coin operated. Takes coins, bitches.
It does.
50 cents for you guys.
50 cent?
Free for this guy.
Free.
Sometimes.
Free's good. He makes me pay. It's ridiculous.
That's what a good hooker does, bitch. You know. You gotta pay for that shit.
So, well, that's that. You got any, of course, you have, there's lots of questions. So, do you want to go back and forth? Do you want to throw something random in? You got anything shocking you want to discuss?
I'll go shocking if you want. Hang on.
Oh, no. I'm afraid.
I read this. Speaking of
which, if you're watching this, you need to be drinking.
Right.
My fucking hand is so cold right now, I can't feel my goddamn fingers.
That can't be good. It's getting hypothermia.
This is all good.
Hey, press this button combination on your laptop. Control, Option, Command, and number 8.
Control, Option. I can't. I'm out of fingers. Here, just hit number 8. Is this going to delete my laptop? Oh, fuck. It makes everything black.
Enjoy.
Why does it do that?
I don't know.
Did you look at it?
If you got an Apple computer, just have fun.
Control, Command. Can I undo it?
Yeah, do the same thing.
Control, Command, Option.
Got it?
No.
Hang on.
Hey.
Hey, it worked.
What is that supposed to be?
I don't know. It's some crazy inverse shit I just read about.
Oh, like an inverse color? Why would you want that?
I have no idea.
Fucking A.
Some Apple freaks posted that out. I said, fuck it. I had to try that. I should have let you fuck around. I'm like, I don't know how to undo that.
Yeah. Well, I would have tried it. A lot of people give me shit about
it. You wouldn't have been able to do it.
No, not right now. You know, people. Why do people give me shit about this laptop?
Yeah.
What's so bad about the Mac? If you look at the UFC fucking reporters, the entire rows are all Macs. Almost not a single person has a PC.
Right.
You know why?
Why?
The PC fucking sucks. It used to be cool.
There you go.
It used to be fun. It used to be, like, cool. Now I'm older, and I have kids, and I have shit to do. I don't want to deal with viruses. I don't want to build anything. I just want to buy something.
Yeah, viruses are just bad.
Sucks, man. This thing gets no viruses. Zero.
Is he pointing at his dick or the computer?
My dick, too. Virus-free.
Sweet.
Yes. Wear protections. And sun, as Joe Rogan would say.
Yeah, that's right, sun. And the other thing is, like, people are like, why? His laptop's so big. His laptop's so small. And then you look at the vehicles we drive. I drive like this big ass fucking Yukon XL, and he drives what?
A Mini Cooper. I've always had.
It's
small
the yen and the yang.
It's all good, you know. I
gotta have the big vehicle for the family and the grandparent. Well, the great grandparents at the time. That's why you had the third row to seats. So you put them in the third row, because otherwise you keep driving by dealerships. Wow, they got a lot of cars at this dealership. And then you drive another 3 minutes. Wow, they got a lot of cars at this dealership. I'm like, we get to the next one. I go, hey, do we have a lot of cars at this dealership? He's like, yeah, we do have a lot of cars at this dealership. Old people forget shit.
They do?
When they're like, like my wife's grandparents, finger fucking grandma's like.
Finger fucking? What did you just say?
No. I said, whoa. I think her fucking grandma.
Okay.
I didn't say I finger fuck her grandma. That would be gross.
Just because, you know what? Old people, though, they say that old people in homes,
what?
They fuck more than anything. That's what they say.
Stop.
Because
they fuck anything or they fuck more?
Each other, because basically what happens is that they're old, right?
So what do they have to do?
They got nothing else.
Fuck.
Exactly. What else are they going to do?
Jesus
Christ. And disease doesn't matter because you know what? So like
the stink, Ingo. The stink matters.
It's like in those old, like old folks' homes, chlamydia and all that bullshit goes around like crazy because they're all just doing each other. I'm serious. Look this shit up. It's not.
I don't want to because I'm just imagining the stink of old people fucking bumping.
Why do old people always smell the same? You know
what's the smell?
I don't know. It's like a weird, like old women. Oh, not like 40. I'm talking like 80. You know, they have that particular. Is it death? Is that what I smell?
It's either that or it's like your stank pussy because it doesn't get juicy anymore. It just
or the
dries
perfume,
up.
Or they all use the same perfume.
Yeah,
I'm
maybe.
Telling you, you can tell when there's an old person around.
Why?
And they're
because they fart when they bend over.
Smell it.
Like it's going out of style.
Old, like old, like dirt old. You know.
I don't know.
You know. Come on.
I'm just saying, sometimes they fart when they bend over, like all the time.
I do that sometimes. That happens.
When you bend over?
I don't know. I don't bend
You're
over.
Bending over on a regular basis?
No.
I don't know. I'm just only saying, somebody's grandparents just bend over all the time, and they're fucking dropping ass all over. And then they don't hear so well, or they pretend like they don't hear it. They don't even acknowledge it. I'm dropping ass. You acknowledge that shit.
So,
like,
sorry.
Hey, I did that.
Sorry,
it's my
dudes.
Fault.
Or I blame it on the dog at home.
Like, goddamn, steps are creaky in this
goddamn
motherfucker.
Maggie. What's going on? My wife has gotten smart, though. She knows. She's like, that's not the dog. That's your foot.
Well, I did that once to my wife's mom where I was holding one of my daughters and she was a baby. I'm like, you know what? I am just going to drop ass right now. Just let loose. And she comes in there. She's like, whoa, she really let one go, didn't she? I'm like, yeah, she did. Dude. It wasn't me. If the kid did that.
Rank. So yep. What were we talking about? I forgot.
We're talking about old people and stink, and you started talking about how they're all fucking and getting crazy.
They are. So there's another question. Can I ask you one?
Yeah, I got to reload a drink.
That's fine. So while you're doing that, let me ask you. Brandon Kardashian, which I know that's not your real name. I don't know.
Why?
There's all these fake aliases on Facebook. What the fuck? He wants to know, if you could take three things with you on a deserted island, what would they be and why? And I'm wondering, this question is a slightly difficult to answer. Is he asking things or people or what?
No, I got it. I thought about this one.
Okay.
Actually, I want a hot female midget.
What is, are people things?
Three things, yes. So I want a hot.
Not counting family, though.
Let
right?
me fucking talk. Stop interrupting.
Sorry.
I want three things. One of them is a hot female midget because she's got three orifices I can tag, and she's only going to eat half the food. Step one.
What the fuck?
Step two is a hand fucking crank satellite radio so I can have my tunes. And she'll hand crank that shit. And then three, I want a axe slash hammer so I will be able to fucking kill, maim, and build with my tool.
Well, are people things?
Yes.
So, well, what about family?
It's deserted island. You don't want family. Done. What?
No family.
Are you just gonna take your
wife and my son,
your son and a dog? Well, then you got to choose which dog you take.
No, not the dog. I love the dog, but the
dog. You got to take items. Leave family out of it. What do you take?
So a midget is an item all of a sudden? It's a possession.
It's a fuck doll. What are you gonna? You're gonna need some kind of sex. This is not. This is just you're on a deserted island. You're not married. There's no family. There's nothing. I'm thinking of fucking. I need fighting music and food.
Okay. In that case...
Forage.
I would take...
Fun bags.
No. I would take...
What?
A case of Guinness.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I need beer.
Okay, that's okay. Why don't you take a fucking, like, 10 pallets of Guinness?
Okay, fine.
Take a lot of Guinness. You can drink that warm because you're on a deserted island. There's no ice.
Okay, this is good room temperature.
Oh, you're gross.
Case of Guinness, okay? I'm not done.
Go.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
And the third thing. Fuck, I don't know. What's the third thing? I don't know, one of those love swings.
You know? It's all good.
I don't know. This is a tough question.
Fuck your way to.
You need
gummy goodness.
Booze and sex is important.
Right. That's all you need.
So
I prefer a little music. That's all.
I'll make my own.
Hand crank. Maybe I'll crank it and she'll do a little dance.
Hand cranks or his satellite radio?
Yeah. If they don't have it, I will have it.
Two fingers are free now. I can see the bottom.
For what? By the way.
Not being frozen.
What? I remember doing this once, and then going like that, and seriously hurting someone. Woman. Girl. Anyway, some of my buddies remember that story.
Got anything else?
Ingo Nutzweigold versus Matt the Hiv Griffin.
Oh, Jesus. Dude, they keep asking us this damn question.
Who's going to win?
Well, you're going to win, of course.
Come on. Well, see, I've got the unfair advantage of that. I've been in... numerous street fights from a kid up to college.
I'm a computer nerd.
I bounced really for a semester and had a couple of scraps in there. And back in 93, I got to live in California for a good 3 months and hang out with my brother and live out there and got to meet the Gracies in his prime, Hoist Gracie. Get to go meet him at his studio, and that's where he signed that sweet poster for me over there. And then I got to train jiu-jitsu with his cousins and stuff, and had a lot of one-on-one instruction from John Machado at the time, who was in Red Belt. And I'll tell you what, though, after learning the jiu-jitsu, I think the biggest thing I took away from that at the time was ground and pound. Close the distance, little clinch trip to mount. But unfortunately, when you learn, and we learned that in Krav Maga, is that you don't necessarily want to go to the ground, because when you're wailing on somebody, their friends tend to jump you. But yes. Luckily, if you have more friends there, then they tend to jump them, and
then you're all good.
Anyway.
I do have a strategy against you, though. There's two keys to victory for me.
How long? Well, let's...
Number one.
Let's go with...
I must survive the first 5 minutes.
Well, that's what I want to ask. Is this an MMA fight? Because I will lay the scenarios down. If it's an MMA fight, you're done.
Oh.
If it's a striking fight, you're done. If it's just a straight jiu-jitsu match, you're going to have a chance.
Well, I don't know. Wouldn't you get tired after a while of striking, too?
Oh, you're going to go to sleep. I'm sorry.
I'm saying if I can survive the first 5 minutes.
You'll have a better chance.
I have a chance.
I have issues.
Or if I can get the takedown and get top control, that would be trouble maybe too.
We'll see.
Depends how tired you are. Those are my two chances. Otherwise,
but it's not necessarily tiredness. Cooked. There's an issue.
What's that? Well, it's different. It's not
exercise-induced like asthma, bitch.
That's all good. But I use that to my advantage.
Well, you try to.
Trying.
You'll get me someday.
One of these days. At some point, my technical skill will outweigh your strength and whatever.
And my wrestling. See, I also do have 3 years of wrestling, though, too. And probably about 15 years of stand-up off and on. Yeah, really. And the jiu-jitsu.
And might I add, I am just before. A computer nerd. Again.
So.
Okay. Good question. What else you got?
La.
Do you want me to read you one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Marksman from our forums wants to know, what are your list of top 10 favorite movies? 10's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Let's name 5. It's hard.
I'll go 3.
Okay.
Number 1, favorite movie, Slapshot. Number 2, Old School.
Ooh, good one.
Number 3, Matrix.
Wow.
And then I'm out from there.
You're out from there?
What do you got?
It's tough for me because there's too many genres. But
well, you're going to go Dr. Strangelove.
I will tell you, my favorite movie of all time in the history, there's not
it,
even one close.
Is it Dr. Strangelove?
Dr. Strangelove. If you have not seen this movie, trust me.
I have not seen this
movie.
Every
time I see this movie, I laugh my fucking ass off. It is a
political
satire.
Should I watch it?
You have to be in the right kind of mood if you're not in that. It's exactly where my type of comedy is. Stanley Kubrick at his finest, probably ever. Dr. Strangelove, okay? Number 2.
What else did that guy do?
Oh, tons of stuff. Clockwork Orange, Eyes Wide Shut. I mean, the list goes on. So,
Eyes Wide Shut?
Did you see that movie?
It's a good one. Is that that?
Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, it was like crazy porn.
All fucked up. It's a good one. Number 2.
Yeah?
The movie that I've seen more than any other movie in the history of movies.
What's
even
that?
More so than Dr. Strangelove. Top Gun.
Really?
I swear to God, I fucking seen that movie so many times. I used to watch that constantly. I don't know why. Maybe I want...
Because you're looking for the highway through the danger zone?
Maybe. I wanted to be a fighter pilot when I was younger, but it just never happened. So that was my whole big dream when I was in high school. I was like, oh, I want to be a fighter pilot. That's my thing.
Fair enough.
Fly planes, land on aircraft carriers, you know.
It's all good.
You know, fuck Kelly McGillis before she got fat and ugly.
Fuck her anyway.
Well,
speaking of, I got that. Do you have one more movie before I get
third
close?
Movie?
Speaking of fat and ugly,
oh man,
remind
third
me.
Movies are tough. I've.
You want to just go speaking of fat and ugly?
Yeah.
I don't think she's fat and ugly, but I want to just mention the Jon Jones appearance on Jay Leno with Kirstie Alley.
I didn't see it.
Well, I've got it recorded.
There is a fat
and
ugly.
I don't think she's fat and ugly.
Not anymore.
No, she is what she is. But there was some sexual tension there.
Blimp. What, is he going to do Kirstie Alley?
Yeah, well, there was a picture of him in his fucking underwear next to her.
Nice. Dude.
And she was, like, all over him.
If there's someone who can handle Jon Jones, it's Kirstie Alley. She put that ground and pound right there, okay?
There's nothing wrong with her.
I don't know. Well, she's been up
I'd say you got to be nice to everybody.
I'm fine. I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying. She's got issues.
What kind?
Weight. Up and down weight issues. She should just be happy with who she is, you know? It's like up, down, up,
exactly.
Down. Just pick a weight and stay there. You know? Why does it have to be like 100-pound difference?
Exactly. So, would you have your third movie before I forget?
Three movies is tough.
And well, you can just leave it at two. It's all.
Well, I love so many damn movies. It's like impossible to pick. Those are the two that come to mind. I guess. I don't know. I like anything but. Pole dancing as a workout.
You see this pole dancing for Jesus?
Good segment.
This was, we'll segue right into this. I don't know how long this is going to go, but.
Well, Melinda, I bet you've never heard of this one before. Pole fitness for Jesus. And I know you're
this was on Fox?
How on earth can you mix pole yes. dancing with Jesus? Well, a pole studio up in spring.
You do you need that off yet?
No, I'm good. Oh, that chick's pretty hot. Crystal Deans, is that her real name?
Fuck no.
I wouldn't mind if my wife was pole dancing. It'd be nice. There's something about the art of pole dancing.
That you should, like, not injure yourself when you do it?
No, it's a special art form.
Yes.
That only certain women can do right. You know? And it's not about getting naked or whatever.
Right.
It's just, it's, you know.
Like, she should be pole dancing, but that one, not so much.
Yeah, I don't know.
So they do church, and then they pole dance afterwards or something.
You know what?
It's pole dancing for
speaking
Jesus.
Speaking of Jesus.
Being cockroaches. No, Jesus, we're not talking about Jesus.
No, I'm just saying, Jesus is not necessarily, like, a non-dirty kind of guy. So I'm sure he would appreciate a little pole dancing every once in a while.
Yeah, you gotta.
You know, they drink wine. You know, they you know.
All right, hang on. This bitch needs to shut up. It's all good.
Kill that.
Oh, she had, like, the glass slippers, too.
That's good.
With the goldfish in them.
It's important to have
like
the,
pimp
the, like,
from,
10-inch heels.
That one movie.
Superbad? No. I'm going to get you, sucker. I'm gonna get you, sucker. That's the move, right?
That's right. Good call.
Yeah.
Is Chris Rock in there?
Maybe. Back in the day.
Fuck the cup. Pour it in my hand for it now. Anyway.
A long time. Oh.
Yeah. What?
Maybe Animal House is my third one. Because I was in a fraternity in college, and that's just.
See, that's where we differ. I was never in one.
That's how shit went down.
I was always anti-fraternity.
It's all good. You know
what? It is what it is.
It was an experience, so.
I went to some.
Fraternities?
Seemed like they had good parties.
There's cool ones and not cool ones. You know, I think ours was pretty cool. It's just different. It's just a group of guys you hang with all the time. And what the fuck else are you going to do? It's like.
You like brothers.
Exactly.
See? Still. I didn't have any brothers. Yeah. Except the people that lived in our fucking apartment. We had six dudes in two bedrooms. One bathroom.
That's too many dudes.
Brutal. It was three to each bedroom. Was tough.
That's a lot of dudes.
At least we had a basement, and that's where all the fucking went down.
In the basement?
Yeah. And it was there was a fucking stink couch down there that you did not want to see during the day, but you ended up fucking on at night, and that thing got horrid because it was made out of, I don't know, it was just cushion.
Polyester?
Yeah, it was just cushion. It was like a chair that was cushion, and then at the end of the night, it would lay out into a bed, and pretty much everybody in the house fucked on that thing.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. So every kind of sauce and every kind of woman ended up on that thing. So
sauce?
Yeah.
Like Tabasco sauce on your balls?
No. Like man spackle
man
and
sauce?
Like clam juice. Are you done with that?
No, I'm good.
Get it off?
I'm afraid what's going to happen when I take it off, my hair is going to come off. Hey,
yeah, he's
speaking
like,
of which.
Don't put it on my hair.
At Brendan Nintendo wants to know if he can get a fucking shout out.
No.
There you go.
You just said it anyway.
Yes. Hey, so check this out. I have something else.
What?
These people I've been emailing back fans that emailed us in because it's a lot of fun because I love when people interact with us.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
I got to piss soon.
Andre Wagner from Germany.
Yeah.
Okay. Or he calls it Deutschland. He just wants to say what up. He says he loves the show. Can't wait for the next episode.
Yeah.
He says, your mic is often a little too near your mouth. It sounds like Darth Vader when you're breathing.
This one goes out to you, brother.
Yes.
I've got the best blowhole in the business. Just respect it.
You do.
I've had work done. Deviated septum. Repaired. Hurt like a motherfucker. 2 weeks out of service. drugs, on and off. And let me tell you what, Call of Duty 4 was a fucking champ. That's all I did. In and out of fucking hallucinations and all the drugs I was hopped up on. I would wake up, play Call of Duty 4 for 2 hours, be in pain for an hour, wait for my pill, take a pill, pass out. Go through this cycle for 2 weeks. I was nice. Fucking champ. You couldn't beat me.
Yeah?
That's right.
And I have more. Hold on.
I'm lost. You got it all, right? So other people are asking, so what do you guys do during the day? What do I do during the day? I'm a fucking computer buyer. Here's the scary fact for all you kids at home.
You buy computers?
I buy and sell computers.
Nice.
Do you know, in the last 10 years, and this is no bullshit, that I have bought and sold profitably $500 million worth of computers.
Wow.
And that's
the last
no bullshit.
10 years? That's a lot.
Yes.
Like fucking Steve Jobs over here.
Like, I remember writing a couple POs that were $16 million.
Wow.
At a pop.
Nice.
I used to sell $16 million in a month.
So if, I used to do if, laptops if you have a like laptop out there, most there's a good chance they got it from you.
They might have.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
That's hardcore.
That's what
man.
I do during the day.
Just buy and sell computers?
Yeah. Sweet. Well, now they've opened up the categories, and I can buy and sell whatever I want, but...
Dildos?
If I really wanted to.
Is that
to,
a profitable business?
It's like jack of all trades, master of none. Finally got that one right. Thank you.
Nice. Well,
that's why I just stay focused on what I know.
Focus. That's good.
Okay. How about you?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in sales too, but I don't buy anything. I just sell. I manage a group of salespeople in the video surveillance industry.
And if they get out of line?
I fucking choke them.
That's so, right.
Yeah. So, yeah, video surveillance, cool. A lot of cool technology there. IP cameras
like
and
hidden
things.
Hidden cameras.
High def and all that stuff. No, we don't do much of the like consumer stuff. It's all like business related.
Yeah.
High def, high resolution.
Outside shit.
Multi-megapixel, you know, just real high quality surveillance. Sweet. Loss prevention, that kind of shit. So business to business, so... It's not that great. Glorious, but, you know, it helps me
pay the
be
bills.
Able to, yeah, and do this kind of thing for fun, so.
Hell yeah.
If I was working at Mickey D's, I probably couldn't have this show, so.
Probably not.
No, I could not. So,
I gotta take a piss.
You do?
Let's take a break.
We'll be back. Hey, speaking of which.
What?
While we take a break, why don't you take a look at where we train?
Oh, this is where you go into the training footage from our training facility?
Yes.
Sweet.
See you in a minute. All right. Bitches.
Period blood taste.
I still have this thing taped to my hand. But as you can notice.
You didn't even hear it.
It's what'd you say?
It said period blood tastes salty.
I wouldn't know.
It's bad. Don't do it.
I was gonna tell you a story, but I'm gonna keep it to myself. It's too incriminating to put on tape. It's all good.
It's all good.
It's from many moons ago.
I'm just glad my family doesn't watch anymore. They tried and then they stopped.
Like,
well, I listened to that once and out.
Hey, let's give a shout out.
Go ahead.
While we're back.
Shout it out.
Will Heffernan from Ireland.
Woo!
He's got
weak.
Informed Performance as his gym. And
nice.
He's fighting for the light heavyweight title on April 30th.
Sweet, man.
And won my last. Oh, he won his last pro fight last weekend. So congratulations! You're fighting for the title next.
Fucking make it happen.
April 30th. Seriously, GSP's fighting April 30th. Are you fighting GSP?
No, I thought he was fighting the 29th.
Is it 28th?
I don't know.
Look at that.
It's the 15th.
It's not. It's the 30th. I'm pretty sure it's the 30th. Anyway.
Do I need to check your facts?
Fact check. That shizzle.
Jesus Christ. He's going to make
me. I will drink. I've drank almost the whole 40.
He's going to make me do work.
My fucking hand. Next time I do this, my hand's going to be at higher. That's so that it doesn't.
Or just drink faster.
I'm trying. God damn. It's MGD. I don't really like MGD. But
here from all the wieners in Seattle. I guess the post-fight press conference is up.
Oh, is it?
We don't give a fuck at this point. This isn't about the UFC.
No, it's not. Should we say anything? Well, we haven't discussed any MMA.
We mentioned a little bit. We talked about fighting each other and some other shit. Mm.
Marksman also wants to know,
yeah,
what are your other sports that you like? Are you into anything else?
It's tough. I mean, I had all this hockey shit up. I used to be really into hockey, and I've kind of figured out the reason I really liked hockey was because of the fighting. And then once you got the UFC, and don't really need hockey anymore, but
yeah,
if I've got to go back to a sport, it would probably be hockey. And then, you know, and football is somewhat entertaining, but, you know, that's where I fall.
I used to be into a lot of sports, especially football. I was like a fanatic, man. Something happened this last year. It's weird. Like, it doesn't give me the same, I don't know. Like, I almost feel like a junkie who I can't get high off of it anymore. I'm serious. Like,
it's been watered down.
It's weird.
Plus, they're pussifying football now. I don't know if
it's a sport.
And plus, it's going to be locked out.
They're going to freaking...
No, they'll lock it out.
They're not locking it.
They just did that a few years ago.
Oh, come on. Baseball?
Scab.
Baseball?
Fucking scab.
Scab players? There's football. Too much money involved. You think they're really going to lock it out?
Principle will overrule money.
Bullshit. This is the fucking United States. Money overrules everything.
No, it doesn't.
You don't think so?
Principle will overrule it.
You think
what's the over-under on this?
I don't know.
What's it? Should we ask the Magic 8-Ball? Is there going to be a fucking NFL lockout this season?
Yes, ask the 8-Ball.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt, there will be a
lockout. Well, the 8-Ball's been upside down this year. So.
You've heard it here first.
Fuck you, 8-Ball.
Yeah, I don't know. I used to watch a lot of football, man. And it just kind of like... I don't know. I used to be big into college basketball, March Madness. It just seems like the days go by and I keep just missing shit. And it never, I just keep forgetting about stuff. And the only thing I'm doing is MMA. That's it. It's weird.
True. Hey, have you noticed as you've gotten older that the shit goes by faster?
Yes.
Like, it's so ridiculous right now. Plus my memory is for shit. I wonder why.
You think it's all the booze? Gonna be this 40 strapped to my hand.
My memory has gotten worse in this last year than it has ever been, and I cannot spell for shit anymore.
Spelling?
Yeah, my spelling is gone.
Just like that?
Pretty good. Yeah.
I think the spelling thing might have something to do with the fact that we don't communicate as well as we used to. We do everything via text and things. Maybe.
Well, I think maybe we let our brains get lazy because I just let spell check correct my shit. But even then when I'm writing, like, stuff on a whiteboard on my refrigerator of things I need to buy, I'm like...
No spell check.
How the fuck do I spell that? I don't remember. And I don't need an ad because there's fucking calculators everywhere, so that's not... Help with that yet?
I'm good, man. You keep asking me. I'm a champ. I'm going to make it through the bot. Once it's done, I'll take it
off. All right. You're right. UFC 129 is the 30th of April, so...
I knew it was April 30th.
But Ireland doesn't give a fuck. They're going to host an event. They're going to make it happen.
Do I have more email?
What?
I don't know. Maybe. So,
should I tell you a story?
Actually, I would love if you did. Go ahead.
So, I'm at Sam's Club the other day. Mm-hmm. I'm a frequent visitor of the Sam's Club.
You like Sam's Club?
I do. I like to buy in bulk.
Have you been to Costco?
It's too busy. I don't like it.
It is very busy. I have a Costco membership, and it fucking makes me angry when I go there.
Can I finish my story?
I'm sorry. Finish your story.
We'll come back to Costco.
I'm fine with Costco. I make comments all you. It's because I always talk over his stories.
I had something in mind. That's all right.
I'll drip.
Hang on.
I'm quiet. Right. I'll drink my beer. That's what we need to order on this podcast, so I know when to talk and when not to talk. Because otherwise, the only thing I do is talk all the time.
I just have a button. You got to get the shock collars.
No, just the microphone button on my microphone. So you turn me off, you just hit the button.
So I had Sam's Club the other day, and every time Well, there's sometimes when you go to check out and they accidentally forget to bring something up, right? And it happens sometimes, and I understand it, but I'm in a rush like a motherfucker. I need to get in and out and get home because I got to be here at a certain time. So I don't remember how many things I bought. It was like 6, and they rang up 5, and I didn't even recognize. And I get to the fucking receipt checker, and it's some old lady, and she's just doing her job. He's like, oh, let's see, blah, blah, blah. Oh, they forgot to ring that up. Without even hesitating, what comes out of my mouth?
Too fucking bad?
Fucking Jesus Christ! And I pick up my shopping cart and fucking slam it down on the ground.
You did?
And freak the shit out of everybody around me. Because she tells me I had to go, well, she told me I had to go back to the customer service. And nothing irritates me more when it's something that I fucking need and I have to go back and buy it. So now I got to go back to the customer service and they're fucking waiting another line. And the question is, what is it with the power of the person checking the receipt? Why can't you just say, fuck you, you didn't ring it up, I'm out? Is that stealing at that point?
Well, technically, yes, but you know what? The Costco has this, too. What I want to know is how the fuck do they know how many items you have? Do they have
when you only buy 6 or 5, it's easy to check. But when you buy 30 or 40, they don't usually catch the mistakes. Fuck this. But then it goes back to the fucking people. Do you need that off yet?
No, I'm good. I'm just trying to loosen.
Get a couple fingers, get some feeling back.
I need one more finger.
Some circulation. Don't spill that on your computer. That would be bad.
I'm good.
But what's up with the power those people wield? Because I felt a barrier.
What do you mean? Like they had like a, like if you didn't listen to that person, you were going to get arrested kind of barrier?
Yeah.
Some fucking old lady?
Yeah.
Did you really pick up your cart and slam it down?
Yeah.
So did you end up having to pay for this?
I did. But why is that my mistake? Right? That's the question. It's on them. They should just recognize and dock the fucking cashier. Fuck him, man. I did my job. I was ready to pay. I had a credit card out. That's their responsibility to ring it up. If I get to that point and they fuck up, they should probably be giving me money back.
Yeah. Was it an expensive item?
It was like a fucking box of yogurt, whatever that cost. $8? I don't fucking know. It's just a principle.
I agree. It's hard to say, you know. At the end of the day, the store is out of that money, so.
Yeah. You got a little something.
Me?
Yeah, other sure. side.
What I got?
I don't know. I think you're good.
I'm good now?
Maybe.
Whatever.
It's all good. It won't come across on
It's all good.
Camera.
Fuck, my fingers are killing me. This man might not have been that great of an idea. No. Ow. Ow.
Hey, oh. Sorry. You got to do that.
Oh, my hand is jacked up. Oh, it hurts. It feels so much better.
Enough of that. Enough of that nonsense.
I got through that almost.
That's nonsensical. 40 drinking motherfucker.
I haven't had a 40 in like 10 years.
So yeah, it was weird because I didn't even think. I just reacted and I was like, wow, that was probably uncalled for. But
to slam the cart down?
Yeah.
The lady probably thought you were going to go postal.
Dude, yeah, and then it was kind of
I'm
funny.
I'm bleeding, man.
Sorry. Right.
Skin got ripped off.
Everybody apologized to me on the way out because they probably thought I was going to fucking
shoot everybody.
Well, hey, what the fuck? I did nothing wrong.
Should have been like, don't you know I know jujitsu, you fuckers?
Yeah, I had them to choke the 80-year-old lady out at the fucking checkout.
You would have been on the news.
Not so much. That's not cool.
Not cool?
Maybe leg kick her, but not choke her out.
Leg kick. Everything with the leg kick.
I'm a big fan of leg kicks.
You can see that.
Why didn't Barbosa do that so much? Oh, he was hurt. That's why.
Don't know. That's a good story, though. Costco has those fucking people. You know what?
What's that? I'm a fan of the greeter. I'm not a fan of the receipt checker.
Well, the receipt checker.
Because then that tells me you have got a problem with your system. Because why the fuck don't they do that at Jewel? Why the fuck don't they
because
do that?
Because Costco has been known for years where people go in and they buy shit and then they have that thing that makes it out of the store without, like, paying for it.
But whose fault is that, though?
Well,
is it the checker? Is it because everything doesn't go on a counter and it's just going from cart to cart?
Yes. It's not there for your protection. It's there for the store's protection.
Because yeah, I understand it. But
people that make mistakes and they have dishonest people also. What I want to know is how the hell... Okay, I go to Costco. Yeah. Let's say you buy... I go once a month, so I buy a shitload of stuff.
Okay.
I have maybe 100 items, okay? How the fuck does this guy know how many items I have?
He doesn't.
So what is he checking? What exactly is he looking for?
He's trying to make you sweat.
Right, I feel all nervous. He's like,
is that dope
until I get that, indeed. Until I get
I
that,
the
like,
price, control the line. Dice. I'm all precise.
At Sam's
to
Club?
To the point, I'm nice. I easy to take control of your heart and soul.
Do they make a line in
yes.
Sam's Club?
Yes.
They make one? Okay, so it must be universal. They must go to the same training class.
Yeah.
When it's all good, they make a line. So.
Check.
Yeah.
You didn't pay for this item. You're going to need to go back to the register.
Your point of your story is you had to go back and pay for this shit.
Yeah.
And they apologized to you, though.
Yeah, because I freaked out on a few people. Slim. I had to let the customer care or service people know that this is bullshit.
It is kind of bullshit.
And I'm not happy.
Did they give you any kind of coupon?
No. But I didn't force the issue enough yet.
Yet?
I didn't write a letter or an email.
Brings me to a good point. Matt is the king of fucking... You fucking... If you have a business and he buys something from you and you fuck him up, you are in big trouble. He will have, like, multiple...
I don't even know what these stories they can tell you.
The FDA, the MTA, the PCA. You'll have your congressman. Everybody will be after... You will write to everybody and you
will
get his way.
I will get what I want.
Tell the fans.
Yeah.
Okay, Rock Band. Remember that whole debacle with the drum set and all that shit?
Yeah, well...
How much free shit did you get from them?
A lot, and I got a letter on special parchment.
From MTV or something, right?
Yeah, well, what happened with that story was... I thought there was a unlimited... With satisfaction guaranteed, right? There was no warranty on the drums, and I had sent them back like
two,
bullshit. Three times. Yeah. And then it got to the point where they sent me the drum set back, and they said, okay... You have a 30-day warranty on your drum set. And I had another issue with the drums. So I try to contact them. And they're like, well, you have a 30-day window. And they were trying to enforce the 30 days from when I originally bought it.
Right.
I'm like, motherfucker, you sent these back to me. Even if you wanted to play this 30-day policy. I'm like, well, you told me when I originally bought it, and it still says on your website, 100% satisfaction guarantee. So I had to... copy that.
And you were not satisfied?
No, I was not satisfied. And I had to copy that. I went to the forums, printed out all their forums. And then one of the techniques that's very effective is if you write a very compelling letter, you find out who all the executives are of said company, and you send it to the Better Business Bureau, your state's attorney general. And when you're sending all your letters to all these executives and these other companies, you might throw in like a CC, some of your major local newspapers like the Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times. Pick a couple random reporters from there. You don't have to actually send it to them. And when you're going to send out this packet of fucking shit, and it's usually about 20 pages when you have all the documentation together, you put it in a big-ass envelope, and you don't fold it, and you address it to all the executives, like the CEO, the CFO, the COO, the CMO, any fucking executive that looks important, along with the other people. And they think, oh, wow, I got this unfolded letter. What is this? They get this packet of shit, and they're like, oh, fuck.
We're going to get sued.
Jesus Christ. And he yeah. sent it to this person and this person. And then they start checking with the other people in the company. They're like, oh, you got this too? Oh, fuck. It's a problem. This is a problem. So, it's
business.
The
business
whole,
up in this beach.
So, yeah. So then the whole warranty got extended for a little bit. And... I don't know if I was the sole cause of that, but I got some special parchment from them to say, you're not going to have any issues, pretty much.
Sent you a bunch of free shit, right?
Yeah, and I will just say there's some other companies that I had problems with that I had to sign non-disclosure agreements with that they tried to fuck me over, and I pretty much got my way, so...
So don't sell anything.
So, now, the moral of the story is don't let people fuck you over... Write letters, write effective letters, send it to the executives, use the Better Business Bureau, use your state attorney general, Don't let people fuck you over. That's the point of the story.
Never let people fuck you over. All right. So, do you have any more questions or anything?
Look at him trying to shut it down. How long have we gone for?
I have no clue. I'm not trying to shut it down. I'm just saying. I'm almost done with my 40. I'm assuming that's a sign that we should...
Is that the sign to shut it down?
I don't know. Shit, I drink slow, so I'm assuming it's been a while.
I'll drink a couple. Oh, should I mention what I'm doing tomorrow?
Yes, please do.
I'm going to outer space.
Seriously? Yeah. With Justin Timberlake? Or wait, what was that guy? Who went
Richard
to outer space?
Richard Branson?
No, there's like some Backstreet Boy that went... What the fuck is his name? The gay one.
What?
You know who I'm talking about?
No.
The Donnie? No, that guy's not gay.
What?
You know who I'm talking to? The Backstreet Boy. The dude.
Yeah, it's Donnie. Fuck yeah, I know who Donnie is. Who the fuck is Donnie? What are you talking
about? The guy.
No, I don't know that guy.
Yes, you do.
No.
There's a back.
Joey.
No, there's a Joey, though. Hold on. Tell us your story. I'll look it up while you...
Which story am I telling, man?
About tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to outer space. So I keep hearing Joe Rogan talking about the fucking isolation tank, right? And how it's so great for your mind and all that good shit. So I said, fuck it. I feel this need. I felt a couple urges in life. And one of them was telling me a few years ago, buy Apple stock. Buy Apple stock. Bought Apple stock. I bought it at $92, and it's at like $350 now. So I'm getting another one of those urges that's saying, go in the fucking tank. Go in the fucking tank. So I'm going in the fucking tank tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen. A little bit scared, a little bit fun. It's going to be warm water. At the very least, I'm going to come out relaxed.
It's weird.
I'm hoping to unlock.
I hope you enjoy it. It sounds interesting. You'll have to report back.
I will. I'll report back and let everyone know what's going on.
So, in a few weeks.
I want to get into the head. I want to get into the mind. I want to tap into some shit.
Then we're going to come back in a month and you'll have a tank right
now. I'm going to be totally different. I'm going to be like no swearing. Totally.
No drinking. No swearing. Yeah, just edibles.
No.
Like Joe Rogan. It was Lance Bass, by the way. That's who I was thinking of.
He went in outer space and he's gay?
Well, he's gay, but he's not even from the Backstreet Boys. He's from NSYNC.
Oh, see? If you would have said NSYNC, I would have said Lance Bass.
Oh, really?
Isn't it Lance Bass?
Lance Bass.
Because he likes to take it in it?
Let me Google that. Lance Bass song.
And there's nothing wrong with being gay.
There's a gay Lance Bass song.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care what people are.
The gay Lance Bass song.
See, you should stop on your head. This can't be good.
Fuck. What the hell? All right, this guy blows.
You're out of control.
Sorry.
Oh, here's a rumor I heard. I don't think I mentioned.
Lance Bass is gay?
No. Since the UFC has bought Strikeforce, I heard a rumor about the next season of The Ultimate Fighter with Mayhem Miller versus Nick Diaz as coaches.
Fuck yeah.
What do you think of that?
I love it.
I like them apples.
Where do I sign?
I didn't even think about that. That's what's weird, because now you have the strike for a side, and you could totally do that.
I'm ready. Sign me up. I'm
done.
I like it more than I like Chael Sonnen versus Michael Bisping. Fucking A. Somebody might get shot on that show.
Literally, they might.
Seriously. Shit's going to go down. They're going to burn the house down. Or the gym or something. I don't know.
Dana's exactly. Gonna have to
call the freaking cops like multiple times.
Something.
Shit's going down. I like it. Is that the first MMA reference we had? Like the
No, we had a couple MMA references. It's all good.
We are not the MMA nuts. We're the random nuts. Like a mixed nuts. Mixed nuts?
Oh, I just found worst MMA nickname ever. Would you like to hear it?
Go ahead.
John Doodoo Brown.
Doodoo?
Yeah, that's his nickname.
Doodoo.
Doodoo Brown. Thank you.
Nice. That is pretty bad. So,
did I give you quote of the week?
No, give me quote of the week.
Quote of the week.
We're not going to do sponsors because
no sponsors are sponsoring the show.
Let's just say Hakai Kimonos, Boxing Box, and MMAHQ are the fucking shit. Next.
Okay. So, quote of the week goes to Louis Caprice, and here's what he had to say.
I like Louis.
So, Mitrione says Tito will pull out against Bader, and Jenna will step in. But Bader should be weary because she is great off her back, she has great top control, and she doesn't choke easily.
I read that.
That's quote of the week.
I laughed. It was
boom.
Awesome.
Lewis. Pretty soon we're going to have fucking MMA Nuts bumper stickers. We're going to be sending those out for quote of the week.
Quote of the week. We will send those out.
And you have like some crushing graphic come in. Quote of the week. Yeah, and then I'll drop a sound effect on that, you motherfuckers.
Ching-ching.
You'll enjoy that.
Yep.
Slinging dick, as Joey Diaz would say. Just randomly throw that out.
Randomly talking about dick.
I don't know.
I think maybe that's a good sign.
Is it time to shut it down?
Shit up? I don't know how long we've gone. It seems like we've gone a while. And the fans are probably tuned out by now.
No, they like it.
There's two people watching. They're saying, these guys are fucking drunk.
Not yet. I didn't even finish this yet.
I'm a lightweight, okay? I had a beers before I started drinking when I showed up. Now, this is really like, I'm taking a cab home tonight. That's how...
Well, he's a professional.
Prepared, so I am. So I told my wife, drop me off. I'm not driving home. I'm taking a cab home. So, kids, don't drink and drive.
All right. Well, I'll try to come up with this story as best I can here. So,
you have a story for us?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm ready.
I'll
shut it down, too.
So, I'm thinking cowboy boots. I'm at work the other day, and someone's wearing cowboy boots. They're in a shitter, and they're going for it. They're just going for it. I'm just hearing
disgusting.
Do cowboy boots give you extra traction in the shitter? Is that something I need to be
digging
up? Yeah, like getting your grip on, because it sounded like he was giving it hell in there, man. Like, go get it. But then it that led into another thought in my fourth grade mind, which I have. What's it like to be a toilet? And I'm thinking, like, imagining this from the
probably sucks
female side of things, and going, man, you just imagine like this hot chick like dropping her pants in front of you, and then she drops her thong. That's right, her thong down to her ankles, and then she sits on your face, and you're like, oh yeah, and then she starts throwing up shit out of her ass into your fucking mouth, and she's vomiting shit and piss in your mouth, and then she forces you to fucking swallow that shit.
That's what a toilet is like?
Like, that's a brutal life. And you keep getting tricked every time, because every time you're like, well, not every time, because you're going to see some really fucking nasty shit, but then every once in a while you get that hot piece of ass to sit on you again, sit on your face, but then again... She forces you to take the shit and piss. I don't know if it's funny or not. I'm just saying, it's an observation.
I'm a little disgusted
well,
by the analogy. I will never look at a toilet the same way again.
It'll be good right up into a point, and then yet again, you get tricked and tricked and tricked.
The life of a toilet is a rough life.
It is. You get a lot of ass, but then you got a lot of... shit vomiting on you. And then that's not even saying like the vomit, but you're just swallowing it all. Because you're a champ, and that's all you know how to do. Yeah.
Flush.
Choke it down.
Nice.
And that kind of talks about the Tito reference. She never chokes.
She doesn't.
Jenna Jameson. Champ. Anyways.
That has been this random edition of MMA Nuts. Maybe we'll do it again. Maybe we won't.
Oh, before we go, I wanted to try something.
What are you going to try?
What's this more gliding look like?
Wow. It's kind of freaky. I feel like I'm going to be dissected. Right there off.
What's that lighting look like?
It looks pretty dark.
Yeah.
It's fucking dark in here.
Is it?
There's only one light left.
Yeah.
Should we kill the Joe?
We will, as you shut it down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Inga Weigold.
And I'm Matt Rojas.
And
you gotta kill that last light so we can shut it down.
And we will see
hey, you bitches.
Later.
Christ. You tape it now, right?
Yes.
Flirting.
Do it.
You want it on this hand or the other
hand? Well, I'd like to have my right hand free. Just in case.
How are we going?
Just
around the wrist? And then...
yeah, no. Don't get my hair.
Just the, like, well, don't be a bitch.
Don't go around the bottom.
Like here?
No. Here. Like you're wrapping clothes. This is so cold.
Yeah, is that not gonna use your hair? You're gonna get frostbite, right?
Fast. So good. It's all in the interest of health.
Okay. Is that tight enough?
Yeah, champ, that's good. I can't feel my fingers. Okay.
Hang on, champ, we got you. No, fuck you. You said duct tape. I don't play.
It's good. Oh, shit, that's cold. Oh, my God.
Homie, don't play that.